Hello, my friends. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I hope you're ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God today. My name is Kerry Green, and I thank you for listening. I'm glad that you are here. I want to ask you this question this morning as we begin. Have you ever been a part of a situation where the Holy Spirit was moving among a group of believers in such a way that everyone seems to have the same perspective about something? They all started doing the same thing or moving in the same direction, kind of spontaneously, where there wasn't one person standing up front and telling some sort of vision and everyone getting on board, but rather everyone just of their own accord started seeming to go in the same direction. That many times is what the Holy Spirit does when he's really moving in a group of people. And we're going to read a situation today in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse number 42. We're just going to look at one verse. And this verse has long resonated with my heart, because when I read this verse, I see the church at its best. I see people being the way the Holy Spirit would empower them to be. If all the rest of the mess and garbage and organizational messes that we create as human beings would be out of the way, this is what it seems like the Holy Spirit would be doing among us and wants to do among us, I might add. Let's read it. This is Acts chapter 2, verse number 42. And for context, this is right after the church exploded on the scene. Jesus has risen from the grave. The Holy Spirit has been poured out. Peter just gave the very first recorded sermon of his ministry career. And 3,000 people were added to the church in one day. And the following is the way this author, the writer Luke, records what happened. He says, and they, all these believers, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. There's four areas of devotion that these new believers were committing themselves to. Let's look at each one. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Now, what is the apostles' teaching? Well, for our benefit, our use these days, the apostles' teaching is the New Testament. The New Testament is what the apostles wrote. You think about some of the books are even named for them: Matthew, Mark, John. Those were apostles. These were men who were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write down not only what Jesus said to them, but then their own interpretations and understanding of what Jesus said, all inspired by the Holy Spirit. So when you get to books like 1 John, 2 John, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, you are reading the apostles' teaching. And there are various reasons we believe the other books, like Hebrews and Luke and Romans, to have been inspired by the Holy Spirit as well. But my point is this. We have the apostles' teaching today that we should be devoting ourselves to. The Holy Spirit moves us in that direction. So my friends, if you don't have a hunger and a love for the Scripture, please ask the Lord to generate in you and create in you this devotion to the apostles' teaching, and get into the Word of God and let it get into you. And it's possible some of you can't read, or reading is hard for you. There are audio versions of the Scripture. The Bible app that is most popular in all of the app stores actually has an audio version built in. My friends, let's get into the apostles' teaching, the Word of God, through our engagement with it. He also says they were devoted to the fellowship. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means they were devoted to the group of believers that was there. The fellowship describes the church, the people who were there fellowshipping together. They became devoted to one another. So ask yourself that key question in your own life. How devoted am I to these other believers that I call my church family, my small group, my family who lives in my own home who are believers? How devoted am I to them and their spiritual well-being? He says, and they were devoted to the breaking of bread. Now, some people believe this is a description of the Lord's table or communion, but others believe this was just being together, spending time doing the common things of life. How devoted are we to being together, spending time doing life together, as some people say, as believers in Jesus Christ? And then it says they're devoted to the prayers. And that's just a general way of saying praying. They were praying together, spending time seeking God for what he had next for them. Oh Jesus, open our hearts to these four areas of devotion. Show each of us what it looks like in our world, in our context. I know for each of us it's going to look a little different because we live in a different place. Our life is organized differently. The way that certain restrictions are in our community are going to be different, Lord. Help us know how to devote ourselves to these four things for your sake, that your church can be healthy and strong and growing so that as the days progress, we will be ready for whatever you have on the horizon, Lord. Jesus, do these things in your name for us. Amen.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.